Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Aerosmith bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Kathy Perry is our guest. KathyPerry.com is the website for her. Kathy, thanks again for being here. Kathy is an outstanding, world-class, internationally renowned social media expert. Kathy, Instagram allows third-party apps.
Yes.
Tell us what they are. Tell us what the new rules are for third-party apps, and tell us why we should care.
Well, you know, there's a lot of apps get created to take advantage of, you know, some of the technology that's out there. And there's, you know, Instagram had to kind of crack down on this because they realized that there were some people who had some foul intentions. There were some bad people out there who were, they had put together this app, and it recently was shut down, but it was one of those apps that says, you know, if you want to track who viewed your Instagram account, you know, or something where it tracks everything for you, then that was one of those apps was actually stealing your password.
Oh.
So they said they shut it down because it was stealing username and password and posting images without permission. So,
Right. You
know, there are, you know, certain apps that do get created for malware, and we have to be careful about that. Apple had removed several apps from its store that was doing some improper stuff like that, had some malicious code. And, you know, and some of them are very popular apps that you wouldn't even think.
Huh.
Because you think that if it's gone, you know, if you're having to
gone
download
through the Apple vetting process, yeah,
that it would be okay. But they have found some things. And the same thing, you know, with Instagram.
Is there any way for us to even have an inkling that it might not be a good app?
You know, it's very difficult.
You know, sometimes things if you look at them again, you
look
say,
online.
You know,
yeah.
I should have seen that was a little weird to start with. I should have noticed that was a little creepy in the beginning.
But you
now
know,
that I look at it again,
is so trusting. They're so trusting of everything, and there are even apps like, you know, the flashlight app on your iPhone or on your Android or whatever. If you download some of those flashlight apps, some of them are malware, and you just don't even realize it.
So
you have to be careful.
I'm gonna do an app that's titled "Trust Me, Wink Wink Nudge Nudge .com."
Trust me,
Wink Wink Nudge Nudge .com. How about that?
Well,
that's a web,
you know,
that's
what?
A website. No, anyway, I'm gonna do the Trust Me app. Yeah,
that's good. You know, the cybersecurity people are always trying to warn people about, you know, some of these apps and programs that are out there, you just have to be careful about. And so Instagram is trying to control it, which is good on their part, and not make it, you know, they don't want to keep streaming their data out to an outside source. And so that's really what they're going to do, is they're starting to limit their access for the developers, so that they can make sure that they don't have breaches to their data. And, you know, and that's a problem that
well,
we all have.
Don't we all need to be a little less naive and silly about our online activity? I mean, my goodness, I don't know what to say, Kathy. After all these years, we ought to know better than to you know, let people into our lives that even when you try hard, you still get beat sometimes. You know, sometimes they still get you.
Yeah, and I think younger people They trust the technology so much.
Why would they do that?
Because they grew up on it. And I don't think that they...
But you think they'd already... You think they would know that, that they're bad guys out there, of all the people.
You know, but I don't...
They
I don't
probably know the bad guys. Some of them, are there, they grew up with them. Some of the bad
guys.
Could be.
Yeah, right. They're friends.
Yeah, exactly. The hack. My friend the hacker.
My friend the hacker. Right.
Kathy, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. Kathy with a K. Perry with a P. Put a .com on the end of that name and you'll find a great place to get a lot of help from, with your social media strategy. I got to take a quick break. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.